Is it possible for somebody living with type 1 diabetes to not only run a marathon, but to also stay 100% time in range? Well, how about in addition to that, to maintain essentially non-diabetic blood sugar numbers the entire time? The answer is yes, but the process might shock you. In today's episode, I actually had the incredible opportunity to interview Allie Kay, who is going to share her experience with a recent half marathon, how she was able to maintain essentially perfect blood sugars the entire time, staying between 95 and 130, and her plans for running a full marathon using the exact same strategies that she's going to dive deep into today to give you an idea of how you also might be able to use those strategies, whether it's running a marathon or just running some errands, living with type 1 diabetes, how to stay in range with exercise. So she shares some incredible insights. It's just chock full of golden nuggets, and I cannot wait for you to hear her story and her strategies with blood sugars while living with type 1. So without any further ado, let's jump into our interview. Well, Allie, I'm super excited to have you here sharing your story. We've got some really fun stuff to cover here today. Before we jump in, though, I did want to kind of give our viewers, our listeners, some context. And so if you could kind of walk us through maybe a quick summary of the diagnosis journey, because I know it's been a journey for you. And then, like, are you on MDI or pump or CGMs, that sort of thing?
So I would say I'm relatively newly diagnosed, initially misdiagnosed as type 2, given my age, early 30s. So my physician thought type 2. And then we went back through, did the antibody panel, and sure enough, I was diagnosed as a type 1 diabetic. So I've it's been that slower progression, I think, as you're diagnosed later in life, as opposed to as a child when it's pretty quick. So as of late, I've kind of transitioned out of what they call the honeymoon period, where I was managing my condition based on diet and exercise alone. And I was warned by my endocrinologist that it could change basically overnight, and that's essentially what happened. So I woke up and then I was noticing that my low carb diet just wasn't cutting it. I mean, I was seeing sugars in the 200s from eating minimal carbs. So slowly implemented the insulin, and I'm doing the multiple daily injections, no pump, and still kind of playing around with whether or not to use basal. But right now it's just meal time. And I have heightened insulin sensitivity, so we have to be really careful with that. So yeah, that's kind of been the journey, and I'd say it's since I started the program with you, Matt, it's been a slow decline in my beta cell function. So I'm seeing that. So what's been really helpful is knowing how to calculate my ratios, and I've had to adapt. That's changed quite a bit. Like I would say, every couple of days. So like having the tools in my tool belt to kind of adjust and figure out what I need to do has been super helpful. And I think, on the group calls and talking to others, that have the condition, hearing what other people are dealing with, I know this can be a really isolating experience, especially if you don't have a community. So that's been really helpful, and just, hear how everyone's dealing with things. So that's kind of been my story with my diagnosis. But yeah, I'm super, super into exercise and active. I rode collegiately, always been a runner, really interested in competing, always been active. So that's been a huge challenge for me, trying to navigate those things with having this condition. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with that.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about that. You mentioned the activity is a big part of your life, collegiate athlete, continuing to compete even after. As somebody, I believe on our initial call, you had mentioned you've got this running event coming up. How do I figure this out? Blood sugars. How were blood sugars responding before working with us? And I guess what was that like?
So it was kind of a guessing game. I didn't really know how to plan and predict, which I think is what drew me to the program, right? So with my personality, I wanted to have some assurance that I was going to be okay. I mean, that's scary, especially if you're running outside, you're by yourself, what do you do? So I'd say I was experiencing some yo-yoing when I would exercise, and I'd overcompensate and I'd eat something and then it'd skyrocket and then it would plummet if I would run again. So I was seeing this up and down, up and down. And, you know, that's what I was experiencing during the training. I was trying different things. I tried different foods before I ran, starting at different levels, blood sugar levels, to see how that impacted or how my running impacted that at the end, you know. And a lot of times I would see, you know, starting at like 130 to 140, and then I would plummet to like 60, 65, and then shoot right back up. So I was trying to balance those things, and I was trying just to see what worked for me. I think with the program, I think some really good advice, as simple as it was, is what you said, like stick to what you know, stick to what's working. Don't try to change too many variables. So when I realized what was working for me, which was starting at a certain level and having, I found that, you know, like a protein bar before I would run and not covering that with insulin was great, because then I would, you know, use that up and I'd be okay. And then I would stay pretty steady afterward. So that's what I stuck with. And you know, I was, like I said, I, you know, everything's been kind of declining day by day, in terms of, you know, how my body's functioning. But you know, I've tried to just really pay attention to what's been working and make notes and follow through that way. So, I don't know if you want me to go into more of that now, or if there's more questions, but.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I remember emailing you like 2 days before your race. I was like, okay, race day, let's keep it. Whatever worked, keep doing that. But on that note, I know that when you first started with us, I think the race was like 2 weeks away from your start.
Yeah, about that.
So we had 2 weeks to figure it out. So let's walk a little bit through maybe what you picked up on, what you used as far as race day strategies, and then what that was like for you.
So I think, like you've said throughout the program, you know, there's so many variables to consider, right? So we know hormones play a huge role. I knew with race day, and you had alluded to this in some of the conversations, group chats, you know, you have adrenaline going. So I knew, okay, I'm going to be up. Like, I'm going to be up race day. You know, you're there. There's like 20,000 people there to compete. Like, you're ready to go. I also considered, you know, okay, this is going to be a 13-mile run. What am I going to do? And I planned. They said that they're going to have Gatorade and water stations. You made a comment about, you know, having the two different liquids available, like the water and then, you know, the sugar, which in this case was Gatorade. So I found it really helpful up until the race. I started doing that and switching it off. And then during the race, I would alternate between stations and have Gatorade and then water and then Gatorade. That was awesome. And you know, not to have any insulin on board when I started was huge. That was huge. So I had my meal the night before, ate really clean the night before, really paid attention to what I was eating. So, you know, I had a good mix of healthy fats, proteins, you know, the vegetables, we had the fiber. And then I did have a serving of carbs where I was really able to count what I was having and could manage, so that I went into the race with stable blood sugars overnight, which was really important. So yeah, that's kind of it leading up. And with the program, I mean, it's like little tips here and there. And it's like you've said, I mean, if you plan and consider, you know, the factors that can affect your blood sugar, you do have more control, over something that you normally wouldn't. So yeah.
Yeah. I love that. And to make a note on this as well, because I know some people are listening, they're like, so you eat the same thing every day? And it's like, well, hold on. You know, for race day, obviously race day, we don't want to change anything, because you want to make sure the plan that you've been using works again. But yeah, on a more consistent day-to-day basis, obviously you go out to a restaurant to eat sometimes, or you have unexpected chaos in life. Yeah, it's going to happen. But for race day, sounds like you optimized perfectly, counted the exact carbs, you know, no throwing chaos into that routine. And then the race itself, can you tell us a little bit about the results of that? How'd that go?
The race went really well. Again, you know, there's things thrown into the mix that you don't expect, right? So you have to adapt. You know, I had my two young kids that were up in the morning. That was stressful trying to get them up, because the race started at like 6:30 and my 4-year-old wanted to watch. And so there was that component. So it's like running around. But the race itself, we dealt with really extreme weather, which was really interesting. Yeah, it was like a massive storm. So running in like torrential rain. Thank goodness I had all of my stuff like packaged up and ready to go. I had like my running belt and all of that with my phone covered up, you know, with the Dexcom, my CGM. I wanted to make sure that was working because that was something else we had talked about. Mm-hmm. Signal going in and out. So luckily no hiccups there. By the grace of God, I don't know, nothing happened during the race. So that all stayed fine. So yeah, I mean, the race went well, finished. I had several goals. I wanted to stay in range. That was a big goal. Finish the race, and, you know, have fun doing it. And I achieved all three. So yeah, I mean, it was good. It was good. And, you know, monitor my sugar throughout, and taking out that component, not having to worry about that, made it all the more enjoyable. So yeah, that was good. That was good.
Love that. So three goals. Yeah. I had three similar goals too, actually, but you finished the race, you had fun, and you stayed in range. So What, it wasn't just like in range in general, 70 to 180. What was the range that you ended up staying between?
So I think I went from, offhand, it was around 95. I think I peaked at like 130, 135. I'm trying to recall, but I stayed in there the whole time. So I finished. Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I didn't even, honestly, prior to starting the program, before I really got into, you know, all of these different things that you're teaching in our program. I can't even get into it because there's a bunch of different things through what we're doing. But I was seeing so many fluctuations. I couldn't dream of running 13 miles and staying in range like that. I mean, that's crazy. I don't even think in my training it did that well. I didn't see those numbers. So training for the race, like prior.
Right.
So that was a huge accomplishment in and of itself. And it gives you hope that you can do these things, right? So I'm already signing up to run a full marathon. Excited about that. And you know, that's been a huge thing. I didn't want this disease to kind of derail, you know, things I like doing or to take me off course. And so it's proved that you can do it. You have to put the work in, but you can do it. So that's been really nice.
I love that. And obviously you mentioned 13 miles. I don't know if we said it yet, but for everybody watching, Ellie ran a half marathon and then stayed in range from 95 to 130 was what you mentioned in your notes to me.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. Even by itself. So just congrats on that. I have to say, I'm so proud of you for implementing that fast. Like you had 2 weeks with us to figure things out and you crushed it. So that's amazing. When is the full marathon?
I have to decide which one I want to do. So,
okay.
I was just talking about that and I think I would love to do one of the bigger ones and raise money for type 1 diabetes. So that's going to be the goal. So we'll see. We'll see what's in the cards. But I do want to mention the one thing that gave me peace, even if I wouldn't have stayed in range like that, I went into the race prepared for if I had these fluctuations that were, you know, sometimes out of our control. I was comfortable knowing that I had the skills to handle them, you know, with what we've been taught. Like I know what I need to do. And I had that uncertainty before. And so it's really comforting to know that I can manage these things. And if stuff does get a little crazy, which it does, I can deal with it. And so that's another thing I think that's really important because yes, it's great I stayed in range, but if I didn't, I would have known what to do. So that's awesome. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. And I would say that that's been a similar peace of mind that I've kind of pulled my own training where it's like, it's no longer a question of if I finish, but how well I can do while I finish it. Right.
Right.
Right. So that is such a big shift in like, ooh, I hope I get through this and not go to the hospital, you know, or call on the medics on the side.
Right.
So that's amazing.
So it's good.
Outside of the race, then tell me a little bit about like when you knew that this program was working for you, like, did anything stand out as like a pivotal moment or a golden nugget?
Honestly, when I received the package with the book, I'm a patent attorney. So I'm all about details. I'm about the science. Fun fact, I actually did a bunch of my work was on, you know, type 2 related. diabetes treatments and stuff like that. So that's, I'm very familiar on the scientific level with the disease. So with type 2, type 1 is different, but I'm all about the science. So when I saw the book that you compiled, and like, you know, it's basically this workbook where you just really work through everything, and it just sets it out for you. And if you, it's like you've said before, if you put the work in and do what you're told, you're going to see a good outcome. I mean, it, like with anything. So it was really cool to have that. And that's just the way my brain works. So I'm like, okay, if I put this in, this is what's going to happen. If I do this, this is what's going to happen. And really like learning my body and how it works, and having sort of this set of guidelines, essentially, where there's so much unknown, but this puts some known into it. So I would say that was one component. So getting that package and looking through the book that was put together is amazing. And also just the first group call when I got on with everybody, and just listen to people asking questions and you giving these answers that were so insightful, and, you know, hearing that other people have the same concerns and questions that I have, and I'm not alone in this. And, you know, people are dealing with these things, and it is a community. So that was a huge thing for me as well. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I'm really happy to hear that. That was helpful. And I know a lot of people are probably thinking it's like the trending health journal that we send out. It is a different workbook that Allie's talking about, diet and action playbook, obviously a lot more detailed and guided, but yeah, that book is, it's a lot of fun, going through it. It was fun making it too for the program.
Yeah.
So that was, that's interesting.
I actually have one more.
Okay.
And I think this is available generally. It's, when you did, there's like a video, and it was figuring out where I was making the mistakes in terms of insulin administration. So whether it was the pre-bolus, the amount, or accounting for proteins and fats, that was like an epiphany for me. So, I mean, the pre-bolus part was huge. I've had to adjust, but I think that little chunk of information made a huge difference. And you just walking through that, it set like a really good foundation. And I wanted to say the last 2 days, I've been 100% in range. My average is 102 and my standard deviation is 15.
15? Holy cow.
I took a picture.
Oh, yeah. I hope you did. You got to post that in the group. That's incredible.
Yeah. Here it is. I'll show it. It's right here.
Oh, I got to see that. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I was pretty pumped about that.
That is wild. I mean, you beat me. So way to go.
Thanks.
100% too. Wow.
So good stuff. It's good stuff. The program's awesome, and couldn't say enough good things about it. So
I love that. Yeah. Well, and from now, I mean, you're obviously still in the program, only a couple weeks in. So we've got a lot more to accomplish still, which is exciting to think about. You're already, already here, and we're working towards the next steps. So in your training then, have you continue to use those strategies as you continue to run and exercise?
Yeah. So getting ready to get into the exercise components, right? Like I said, I've had to adjust my insulin, but I have to go back and redo that over and over because it's changing. But I'm seeing how different exercises affect my sugar, because it does. You know, like I said, the erg, like the rowing machine, running, even just walking. That was another big thing. Walking in the evening, love walking before bed. That's amazing. You know, just different activities, swimming. It's seeing how all of that plays in, because like I said, there's so many factors. And once you know these things, I mean, it's great. I mean, and documenting how these exercises affect your blood sugar, super helpful, because you know what to prepare for. So.
What I love about this too is that you're not someone who's been living with this for 20 or 30 years and just, you know, cookie cutter, same routine every day, nothing's changed. You're constantly having to adapt because your pancreas is on the way out. So it's like the ratios are changing. Do I take basal? I don't know. How is extra guys going to impact my blood sugars this week? And I think oftentimes a lot of people think like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work for me. My diabetes is different. Your diabetes is currently in flux. Like it is different every day. And you know, you're still accomplishing these things. So I think it goes to show that with the right amount of effort, and of course some guidance, but this was your effort, right? You're able to adapt, to pivot, right, as diabetes does. So I wanted to say, first of all, just proud of you for taking on this challenge, because that's what it is, right? Yeah. It's an unending challenge. But as it's changing, you're continuing to adapt and you're just crushing it. So yeah, I wanted to say I'm proud of you and just congrats on the results of that half marathon. So excited to hear about the next step as you're thinking about full marathon. Holy cow. And I wanted to ask, just in case I missed anything, was there anything else that you wanted to add in that you feel like would be helpful for everybody listening to hear?
I think you kind of alluded to this just a second ago. It's like everyone's journey is so different, right? So there's not a one size fits all approach. And I think that's what's important. And one thing I love that you had said initially was, you know, do what's going to make you happy. If you want to do low carb, do low carb. If you want to eat, you know, like a biotypical person and just have whatever, as if, you know, you can do it. You just need the skills. I mean, you can do it though. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to say, like, nothing is off limits. And that's kind of, you know, what I want my message to be too, like moving forward. I don't want this to hinder me. It shouldn't hinder anybody, because we didn't choose this. So I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, put the work in and you can do what you want to do. And I think that's kind of the big, you know, the big takeaway. But yeah, I mean, just get the skills in order and then you can live life how you want to live life, I think, is kind of the takeaway. So hopefully that's helpful, because I know there's times I felt alone with this, and you know, everyone is different, but you can deal with it and you can do it.
Absolutely. I love that. And then maybe to wrap up, what would you say to somebody who maybe is in the same position that you were, where things were still chaotic and flux and unpredictable before you had joined?
I would say be patient with yourself. And I would say I'm a big advocate for getting all the information that you can get your hands on. I mean, it's like, if you can find out, you know, things that are working for others, or if you can, you know, read or like get in like the program, you know, if these things are available to you, make use of them. I mean, do it if you can. And you're not alone in this. I would have told myself that, like, there's other people dealing with this. And yeah, hopefully that answers the question. But if I had to look back, and someone, you know, in my position, I would say, you know, this is a new chapter. It is different, but you can manage it if you learn how. So I think it is manageable is the takeaway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that's that. Something I would have liked to have heard.
For so, sure.
Yeah. And it's not a death sentence.
Yeah. That needs to be shouted from the rooftops.
Yes.
Life doesn't end with type 1. It just looks a little different.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
Love it. Well, again, I want to say thank you for being an example, you know, being an inspiration to people to see what is possible. You ran a half marathon with non-diabetic numbers. Like, I want to label that. You achieved non-diabetic numbers during a half marathon. That's incredible. And of course, thank you for taking time out of your day to share this story. I think a lot of people are going to find it inspirational as well. So congrats, kudos. I'm proud of you for all the work you're putting in. I'm excited because I know what's coming up next, where we get to take this to the next level and keep fine tuning everything. And just want to say again, I'm proud of you, Allie. Big deal.
Thank you. It's awesome. Thank you.
Everybody else, thank you so much for hanging out with us and catching up on this story. We'll see you guys in the next episode. What an incredible, inspirational message, right? I mean, Allie knocked it out of the park, first of all. Just being able to accomplish something as amazing as a half marathon, staying between 95 and 130 the entire time, is mind-blowing by itself. But she wants to continue pushing herself in overcoming these challenges with a full marathon coming up in the future. Now, if you like the idea of being able to exercise and keep blood sugars in range and not have the big massive drops in blood sugar or the mysterious spikes hours later, not knowing how many carbs to eat and all these things, there's actually a unique approach that allows us to predict stable blood sugars through any type of exercise or activity, even if it's just playing with your kids or running some errands, right? Now, the way to do that is actually with what's called a blood sugar formula. And this is a large part of what Allie used to accomplish these stable blood sugars through her half marathon most recently. Now, if you're looking into how can I learn more about blood sugar formulas, there's only one place that you can find that. And it's going to be a free training that we actually put together for you that walks over this new method of mastering your blood sugars. You can find that at diabetesinaction.com. And the title is giving away what it is essentially, right? With diabetes in action. How do I live my life in action? Still enjoying sports, activities, making memories, right? This is the way to do it. And if you're unfamiliar with who I am or why this makes any sense, I'm actually a master fitness trainer and nutritionist living with type 1 diabetes. I recently completed my first triathlon sprint and more recently registered for my first official Olympic distance triathlon I'm training for now. Completed all of my workouts 100% time and range, just like what Ali accomplished, using this specific method. So if you ever tried to exercise with diabetes and found it to be difficult with blood sugars, this is going to be the training that ideally will be the catalyst to your success with type 1 diabetes and exercise. So jump over there. It's at diabetesinaction.com. Literally the same thing that I use to stay in range for my triathlon workouts. Allie uses it for her marathon. Another client recently used it for an hour and a half outrigger race, all 100% time and range. This is the only way that that is possible. So go check it out, diabetesinaction.com. Hope you enjoy it. We'll see you next week and keep up the fight.